Ecclesiasticus, chapter 48. The praise of Elias, of Eliseus, of Ezekias, and of Isaias. And Elias the prophet stood up as a fire, and his word burnt like a torch. He brought a famine upon them, and they that provoked him in their envy were reduced to a small number, for they could not endure the commandments of the Lord. By the word of the Lord he shut up the heaven, and he brought down fire from heaven thrice. Thus was Elias magnified in his wondrous works. And who can glory like to thee, who raisest up a dead man from below, from the lot of death by the word of the Lord God, who broughtest down kings to destruction, and brokest easily their power in pieces, and the glorious from their bed, who heardest judgment in Sinai, and in Horeb the judgments of vengeance, who anointest kings to penance, and madest prophets successors after thee, who was taken up in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot of fiery horses, who art registered in the judgments of times to appease the wrath of the Lord, to reconcile the heart of the Father to the Son, and to restore the tribes of Jacob. Blessed are they that saw thee, and were honored with thy friendship. For we live only in our life, but after death our names shall not be such. Elias was indeed covered with the whirlwind, and his spirit was filled up in Eliseus. In his days he feared not the prince, and no man was more powerful than he. No word could overcome him, and after death his body prophesied. In his life he did great wonders, and in death he wrought miracles. For all this the people repented not, neither did they depart from their sins till they were cast out of their land, and were scattered through all the earth. And there was left but a small people, and a prince in the house of David. Some of these did that which pleased God, but others committed many sins. Ezekias fortified his city, and brought in water into the midst thereof, and he digged a rock with iron, and made a well for water. In his days Sennacherib came up, and sent Rabsaces, and lifted up his hand against him. And he stretched out his hand against Sion, and became proud through his power. Then their hearts and hands trembled, and they were in pain as women in travail. And they called upon the Lord, who was merciful, and spreading their hands, they lifted them up to heaven, and the holy Lord God quickly heard their voice. He was not mindful of their sins, neither did he deliver them up to their enemies, but he purified them by the hand of Isaias, the holy prophet. He overthrew the army of the Assyrians, and the angel of the Lord destroyed them. For Ezekias did that which pleased God, and walked valiantly in the way of David his father, which Isaias, the great prophet, and faithful in the sight of God, had commanded him. In his days the sun went backward, and he lengthened the king's life. With a great spirit he saw the things that are to come to pass at last, and comforted the mourners in Sion. He showed what should come to pass forever, and secret things before they came. Chapter 49. The praise of Josias, of Jeremias, Ezekiel, and the 12 prophets. Also of Zerubbabel, Jesus the son of Josedech, Nehemias, Enoch, Joseph, Seth, Sem, and Adam. The memory of Josias is like the composition of a sweet smell made by the art of a perfumer. His remembrance shall be sweet as honey in every mouth, and as music at a banquet of wine. He was directed by God unto the repentance of the nation, and he took away the abominations of wickedness. And he directed his heart towards the Lord, and in the days of sinners he strengthened godliness. Except David, and Ezekias, and Josias, all committed sin. For the kings of Judah forsook the law of the Most High, and despised the fear of God. So they gave their kingdom to others, and their glory to a strange nation. They burnt the chosen city of holiness, and made the streets thereof desolate, according to the prediction of Jeremias. For they treated him evil, who was consecrated a prophet from his mother's womb, to overthrow and pluck up and destroy and to build again and renew. It was Ezekiel that saw the glorious vision, which was shown him upon the chariot of cherubims. For he made mention of the enemies under the figure of rain, and of doing good to them that showed right ways. And may the bones of the 12 prophets spring up out of their place. For they strengthened Jacob, and redeemed themselves by strong faith. How shall we magnify Zerubbabel? For he was as a signet on the right hand, In like manner, Jesus, the son of Josedek, who in their days built the house and set up a holy temple to the Lord, prepared for everlasting glory. And let Nehemias be a long time remembered, who raised up for us our walls that were cast down, and set up the gates and the bars, who rebuilt our houses. No man was born upon earth like Henoch, for he also was taken up from the earth. Nor is Joseph, who was a man born prince of his brethren, the support of his family, the ruler of his brethren, the stay of the people. And his bones were visited, and after death they prophesied. Seth and Sem obtained glory among men, and above every soul, Adam in the beginning. Chapter 50. The Praises of Simon the High Priest. The Conclusion. Simon the High Priest, the son of Onias, who in his life propped up the house, and in his days fortified the temple. By him also the height of the temple was founded, the double building and the high walls of the temple. In his days the wells of water flowed out, and they were filled as the sea above measure. He took care of his nation, and delivered it from destruction. He prevailed to enlarge the city, and obtained glory in his conversation with the people, and enlarged the entrance of the house and the court. He shone in his days as the morning star in the midst of a cloud, and as the moon at the full, and as the sun when it shineth, so did he shine in the temple of God, and as the rainbow giving light in the bright clouds, and as a flower of roses in the days of the spring, and as the lilies that are on the brink of the water, and as the sweet-smelling frankincense in the time of summer, as a bright fire and frankincense burning in the fire, as a massive vessel of gold adorned with every precious stone, as an olive tree budding forth, and a cypress tree rearing itself on high, when he put on the robe of glory, and was clothed with the perfection of power. When he went up to the holy altar, he honored the vesture of holiness, and when he took the portions out of the hands of the priests, he himself stood by the altar. And about him was the ring of his brethren, and as the cedar planted in Mount Libanus, and as branches of palm trees, they stood round about him, and all the sons of Aaron in their glory. And the oblation of the Lord was in their hands before all the congregation of Israel, and finishing his service on the altar, to honor the offering of the Most High King, he stretched forth his hand to make a libation, and offered of the blood of the grape. He poured out at the foot of the altar a divine odor to the Most High Prince. Then the sons of Aaron shouted. They sounded with beaten trumpets, and made a great noise to be heard for a remembrance before God. Then all the people together made haste, and fell down to the earth upon their faces, to adore the Lord their God, and to pray to the Almighty God, the Most High. And the singers lifted up their voices, and in the great house the sound of sweet melody was increased. And the people in prayer besought the Lord the Most High, until the worship of the Lord was perfected, and they had finished their office. Then coming down, they lifted up his hands over all the congregation of the children of Israel, to give glory to God with his lips, and to glory in his name. And he repeated his prayer, willing to show the power of God. And now pray ye to the God of all, who hath done great things in all the earth, who hath increased our days from our mother's womb, and hath done with us according to his mercy. May he grant us joyfulness of heart, and that there be peace in our days in Israel for ever, that Israel may believe that the mercy of God is with us, to deliver us in his days. There are two nations which my soul abhorreth, and the third is no nation which I hate. They that sit on Mount Seir, and the Philistines, and the foolish people that dwell in Sichem. Jesus the son of Sirach of Jerusalem hath written in this book the doctrine of wisdom and instruction, who renewed wisdom from his heart. Blessed is he that is conversant in these good things, and he that layeth them up in his heart shall be wise always. For if he do them, he shall be strong to do all things, because the light of God guideth his steps. Chapter 51. A Prayer of Praise and Thanksgiving. A prayer of Jesus, the son of Sirach. I will give glory to thee, O Lord, O King, and I will praise thee, O God, my Savior. I will give glory to thy name, for thou hast been a helper and protector to me, and hast preserved my body from destruction, from the snare of an unjust tongue, and from the lips of them that forge lies, and in the sight of them that stood by, thou hast been my helper. And thou hast delivered me according to the multitude of the mercy of thy name, from them that did roar, prepared to devour, out of the hands of them that sought my life, and from the gates of afflictions, which compassed me about, from the oppression of the flame which surrounded me, and in the midst of the fire I was not burnt, from the depth of the belly of hell, and from an unclean tongue, and from lying words, from an unjust king, and from a slanderous tongue. My soul shall praise the Lord even to death, and my life was drawing near to hell beneath. They compassed me on every side, and there was no one that would help me. I looked for the succor of men, and there was none. I remember thy mercy, O Lord, and thy works, which are from the beginning of the world. How thou deliverest them that wait for thee, O Lord, and savest them out of the hands of the nations. Thou hast exalted my dwelling place upon the earth, and I have prayed for death to pass away. I called upon the Lord, the Father of my Lord, that he would not leave me in the day of my trouble, and in the time of the proud without help. I will praise thy name continually, and will praise it with thanksgiving, and my prayer was heard. And thou hast saved me from destruction, and hast delivered me from the evil time. Therefore I will give thanks, and praise thee, and bless the name of the Lord. When I was yet young, before I wandered about, I sought for wisdom openly in my prayer. I prayed for her before the temple, and unto the very end I will seek after her, and she flourished as a grape soon ripe. My heart delighted in her, my foot walked in the right way, from my youth up I sought after her. I bowed down my ear a little and received her. I found much wisdom in myself, and I profited much therein. To him that giveth me wisdom will I give glory, for I have determined to follow her. I have had a zeal for good, and shall not be confounded. My soul hath rested for her, and in doing it I have been confirmed. I stretched forth my hands on high, and I bewailed my ignorance of her. I directed my soul to her, and in knowledge I found her. I possessed my heart with her from the beginning. Therefore I shall not be forsaken. My entrails were troubled in seeking her. Therefore shall I possess a good possession. The Lord hath given me a tongue for my reward, and with it I will praise him. Draw near to me, ye unlearned, and gather yourselves together into the house of discipline. Why are ye slow? And what do you say of these things? Your souls are exceeding thirsty. I have opened my mouth and have spoken. Buy her for yourselves without silver, and submit your neck to the yoke, and let your soul receive discipline, for she is near at hand to be found. Behold with your eyes how I have labored a little and have found much rest to myself. Receive ye discipline as a great sum of money, and possess abundance of gold by her. Let your soul rejoice in his mercy, and you shall not be confounded in his praise. Work your work before the time, and he will give you your reward in his time. Thus concludes Ecclesiasticus. The Prophecy of Isaiah. Chapter 1. The prophet complains of the sins of Judah and Jerusalem, and exhorts them to a sincere conversion. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Ezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have brought up children, and exalted them, but they have despised me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel hath not known me, and my people hath not understood. Woe to the sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a wicked seed, ungracious children. They have forsaken the Lord. They have blasphemed the Holy One of Israel. They are gone away backwards. For what shall I strike you any more, you that increase transgression? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is sad. From the sole of the foot unto the top of the head there is no soundness therein. Wounds and bruises and swelling sores, they are not bound up, nor dressed, nor fomented with oil. Your land is desolate, your cities are burnt with fire, your country strangers devour before your face, and it shall be desolate as when wasted by enemies. And the daughter of Zion shall be left as a covert in a vineyard, and as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, and as a city that is laid waste. Except the Lord of hosts had left us seed, we had been as Sodom, and we should have been like to Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose do you offer me the multitude of your victims, saith the Lord? I am full. I desire not holocausts of rams, and fat of fatlings, and blood of calves, and lambs, and buck-goats. When you came to appear before me, who required these things at your hands, that you should walk in my courts? Offer sacrifice no more in vain. Incense is an abomination to me. the new moons, and the Sabbaths and other festivals, I will not abide. Your assemblies are wicked. My soul hateth your new moons and your solemnities. They are become troublesome to me. I am weary of bearing them. And when you stretch forth your hands, I will turn away my eyes from you. And when you multiply prayer, I will not hear, for your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, be clean, take away the evil of your devices from my eyes. Cease to do perversely. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge for the fatherless, defend the widow. And then come and accuse me, saith the Lord. If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. And if they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. If you be willing, and will hearken to me, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you will not, and will provoke me to wrath, the sword shall devour you, because the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. How is the faithful city that was full of judgment become a harlot? Justice dwelt in it, but now murderers. Thy silver is turned into dross. Thy wine is mingled with water. Thy princes are faithless, companions of thieves. They all love bribes. They run after rewards. They judge not for the fatherless, and the widow's cause cometh not into them. Therefore saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will comfort myself over my adversaries, and I will be revenged of my enemies, and I will turn my hand to thee, and I will clean purge away thy dross, and I will take away all thy tin, and I will restore thy judges as they were before, and thy counselors as of old. After this thou shalt be called the city of the just, a faithful city. Sion shall be redeemed in judgment, and they shall bring her back in justice. And he shall destroy the wicked and the sinners together. They that have forsaken the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be confounded for the idols to which they have sacrificed. And you shall be ashamed of the gardens which you have chosen. When you shall be as an oak with the leaves falling off, and as a garden without water. And your strength shall be as the ashes of tow, and your work as a spark, and both shall burn together, and there shall be none to quench it. Chapter 2. All nations shall flow to the church of Christ. The Jews shall be rejected for their sins. Idolatry shall be destroyed. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And in the last days the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be prepared on the top of mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall come forth from Sion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge the Gentiles, and rebuke many people, and they shall turn their swords into plowshares, and their spears into sickles. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they be exercised any more to war. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. For thou hast cast off thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled as in times past, and have had soothsayers as the Philistines, and have adhered to strange children. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. And their land is filled with horses, and their chariots are innumerable. Their land also is full of idols. They have adored the work of their own hands, which their own fingers have made. And man hath bowed himself down, and man hath been debased. Therefore, forgive them not. Enter thou into the rock, and hide thee in the pit from the face of the fear of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty. The lofty eyes of man are humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be made to stoop. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, because the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and high-minded, and upon every one that is arrogant, and he shall be humbled, and upon all the tall and lofty cedars of Libanus, and upon all the oaks of Basan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the elevated hills, and upon every high tower, and every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tharsis, and upon all that is fair to behold. And the loftiness of men shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and idols shall be utterly destroyed. And they shall go into the holes of rocks, and into the caves of the earth from the face of the fear of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he shall rise up to strike the earth. In that day a man shall cast away his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which he had made for himself to adore, moles and bats. And he shall go into the clefts of rocks, and into the holes of stones from the face of the fear of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he shall rise up to strike the earth. Cease ye therefore from the man whose breath is in his nostrils, for he is reputed high. Chapter 3. The confusion and other evils that shall come upon the Jews for their sins. The pride of their women shall be punished. For behold, the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, shall take away from Jerusalem, and from Judah the valiant and the strong, the whole strength of bread and the whole strength of water. The strong man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, and the cunning man and the ancient. The captain over 50, and the honorable in countenance, and the counselor, and the architect, and the skillful and eloquent speech. And I will give children to be their princes, and the effeminate shall rule over them. And the people shall rush one upon another, and every man against his neighbor. The child shall make a tumult against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. For a man shall take hold of his brother, one of the house of his father, saying, Thou hast a garment, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. In that day he shall answer, saying, I am no healer, and in my house there is no bread nor clothing. Make me not ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their devices are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his majesty. A show of their countenance hath answered them, and they have proclaimed abroad their sin as Sodom, and they have not hid it. Woe to their souls, for evils are rendered to them. Say to the just man that it is well, for he shall eat the fruit of his doings. Woe to the wicked unto evil, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, their oppressors have stripped them, and women have ruled over them. O my people, they that call thee blessed, the same deceive thee, and destroy the way of thy steps. The Lord standeth up to judge, and he standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and its princes. For you have devoured the vineyard, and the spoil of the poor is in your house. Why do you consume my people, and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord, the God of hosts? And the Lord said, Because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and have walked with stretched out necks, and wanton glances of their eyes, and made a noise as they walked with their feet, and moved in a set pace. The Lord will make bald the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their hair. In that day the Lord will take away the ornaments of shoes, and little moons, and chains, and necklaces, and bracelets, and bonnets, and bodkins, and ornaments of the legs, and tablets, and sweet balls, and earrings, and rings and jewels hanging on the forehead, and changes of apparel, and short cloaks, and fine linen, and crisping pins, and looking glasses, and lawns, and headbands, and fine veils. And instead of a sweet smell, there shall be stench, and instead of a girdle, a cord, and instead of curled hair, baldness, and instead of a stomacher, haircloth. Thy fairest men also shall fall by the sword, and thy valiant ones in battle, and her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall sit desolate on the ground. Chapter 4. After an extremity of evils that shall fall upon the Jews, a remnant shall be comforted by Christ. And in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name. Take away our reproach. In that day the bud of the Lord shall be in magnificence and glory, and the fruit of the earth shall be high, and a great joy to them that shall have escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that everyone that shall be left in Zion, and that shall remain in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, every one that is written in life in Jerusalem. If the Lord shall pass away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall wash away the blood of Jerusalem out of the midst thereof, by the spirit of judgment, and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create upon every place of Mount Zion, and where he is called upon, a cloud by day, and a smoke, and the brightness of a flaming fire in the night. For over all the glory shall be a protection, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shade in the daytime from the heat, and for a security and covert from the whirlwind and from rain. Chapter 5. The reprobation of the Jews is foreshown under the parable of a vineyard. A woe is pronounced against sinners. The army God shall send against them. I will sing to my beloved the canticle of my cousin concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a hill in a fruitful place. And he fenced it in, and picked the stones out of it, and planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst thereof, and set up a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and ye men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What is there that I ought to do more to my vineyard than I have not done to it? Was it that I looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it hath brought forth wild grapes? And now I will show you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be wasted. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will make it desolate. It shall not be pruned, and it shall not be digged. But briars and thorns shall come up, and I will command the clouds to rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah his pleasant plant. And I looked that he should do judgment, and behold iniquity, and do justice, and behold a cry. Woe to you that join house to house, and lay field to field, even to the end of the place! Shall you alone dwell in the midst of the earth? These things are in my ears, saith the Lord of hosts, unless many great and fair houses shall become desolate, without an inhabitant. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield 1 little measure, and 30 bushels of seed shall yield 3 bushels. Woe to you that rise up early in the morning to follow drunkenness, and to drink till the evening, to be inflamed with wine. The harp, and the lyre, and the timbrel, and the pipe, and wine are in your feasts, and the work of the Lord you regard not, nor do you consider the works of his hands. Therefore is my people led away captive, because they had not knowledge, and their nobles have perished with famine, and their multitude were dried up with thirst. Therefore hath hell enlarged her soul, and opened her mouth without any bounds, and their strong ones, and their people, and their high and glorious ones shall go down into it. And man shall be brought down, and man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be brought low. And the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and the holy God shall be sanctified in justice. And the lamb shall feed according to their order, and strangers shall eat the deserts turned into fruitfulness. Woe to you that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as the rope of a cart, that say, Let him make haste, and let his work come quickly, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel come, that we may know it. Woe to you that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to you that are wise in your own eyes, and prudent in your own conceits. Woe to you that are mighty to drink wine, and stout men at drunkenness, that justify the wicked for gifts, and take away the justice of the just from him. Therefore, as the tongue of the fire devoureth the stubble, and the heat of the flame consumeth it, so shall their root be as ashes, and their bud shall go up as dust, for they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and have blasphemed the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched out his hand upon them, and struck them, and the mountains were troubled, and their carcasses became as dung in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up a sign to the nations afar off, and will whistle to them from the ends of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. There is none that shall faint, nor labor among them. They shall not slumber nor sleep, neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Their arrows are sharp, and all their bows are bent. The hooves of their horses shall be like the flint, and their wheels like the violence of a tempest. Their roaring like that of a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar and take hold of the prey, and they shall keep fast hold of it, and there shall be none to deliver it. And they shall make a noise against them that day like the roaring of the sea. We shall look towards the land, and behold darkness of tribulation, and the light is darkened with the mist thereof. Chapter 6. A glorious vision in which the prophet's lips are cleansed. He foretelleth the obstinacy of the Jews. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and elevated, and his train filled the temple. Upon it stood the seraphims. The one had six wings, and the other had six wings. With two they covered his face, and with two they covered his feet, and with two they flew. And they cried one to another and said, Holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts, all the earth is full of his glory. And the lintels of the doors were moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, because I have held my peace, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people that hath unclean lips. And I have seen with my eyes the King, the Lord of hosts. And one of the seraphims flew to me, and in his hand was a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs off the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity shall be taken away, and thy sin shall be cleansed. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who shall go for us? And I said, Lo, here am I, send me. And he said, Go, and thou shalt say to this people, Hearing hear, and understand not, and see the vision, and know it not. Blind the heart of this people, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and I heal them. And I said, How long, O Lord? And he said, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without man, and the land shall be left desolate. And the Lord shall remove men far away, and she shall be multiplied that was left in the midst of the earth. And there shall be still a tithing therein, and she shall turn and shall be made a show as a turpentine tree, and as an oak that spreadeth its branches. That which shall stand therein shall be a holy seed. Chapter 7. The prophet assures King Achaz that the two kings, his enemies, shall not take Jerusalem. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And it came to pass in the days of Achaz the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Phaki, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to fight against it, but they could not prevail over it. And they told the house of David, saying, Syria hath rested upon Ephraim, and his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, Go forth to meet Achaz, thou and Jashub, thy son that is left, to the conduit of the upper pool, in the way of the fuller's field. And thou shalt say to him, See thou, be quiet, fear not, and let not thy heart be afraid of the two tails of these firebrands, smoking with the wrath of the fury of Rezin, king of Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. Because Syria hath taken counsel against thee, unto the evil of Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, saying, Let us go up to Judah and rouse it up, and draw it away to us, and make the son of Tabeel king in the midst thereof. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall not stand, and this shall not be. But the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years Ephraim shall cease to be a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, you shall not continue. And the Lord spoke again to Achaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, either unto the depth of hell, or unto the height above. And Achaz said, I will not ask, and I will not tempt the Lord. And he said, Hear ye therefore, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to be grievous to men, that you are grievous to my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. He shall eat butter and honey, that he may know to refuse the evil, and to choose the good. For before the child know to refuse the evil, and to choose the good, the land which thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of the face of our two kings. The Lord shall bring upon thee and upon thy people and upon the house of thy father days that have not come since the time of the separation of Ephraim from Judah with the king of the Assyrians. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall hiss for the fly, that is, in the uttermost parts of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. And they shall come, and shall all of them rest in the torrents of the valleys, and in the holes of the rocks, and upon all places set with shrubs, and in all hollow places. In that day the Lord shall shave with a razor that is hired by them that are beyond the river, by the king of the Assyrians, the head and the hairs of the feet and the whole beard. And it shall come to pass in that day that a man shall nourish a young cow and two sheep. And for the abundance of milk he shall eat butter. For butter and honey shall everyone eat that shall be left in the midst of the land. And it shall come to pass in that day that every place where there were 1,000 vines at 1,000 pieces of silver shall become thorns and briars. With arrows and with bows they shall go in hither, for briars and thorns shall be in all the land. And as for all the hills that shall be raked with a rake, the fear of thorns and briars shall not come thither, but they shall be for the ox to feed on, and the lesser cattle to tread upon. Chapter 8. The name of a child that is to be born. Many evils shall come upon the Jews for their sins. And the Lord said to me, Take thee a great book, and write in it with a man's pen. Take away the spoils with speed. Quickly take the prey. And I took unto me faithful witnesses, Urias the priest, and Zacharias the son of Barachias. And I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. And the Lord said to me, Call his name Hasten, to take away the spoils. Make haste to take away the prey. For before the child know to call his father and his mother, the strength of Damascus and the spoils of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of the Assyrians. And the Lord spoke to me again, saying, Forasmuch as this people hath cast away the waters of Siloh, that go with silence, and hath rather taken Rasen and the son of Remaliah. Therefore, behold, the Lord will bring upon them the waters of the river Strong, and many, the king of the Assyrians, and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels, and shall overflow all his banks, and shall pass through Judah, overflowing, and going over shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Gather yourselves together, O ye people, and be overcome, and give ear, all ye lands afar off. Strengthen yourselves, and be overcome. Gird yourselves, and be overcome. Take counsel together, and it shall be defeated. Speak a word, and it shall not be done, because God is with us. For thus saith the Lord to me, As he hath taught me with a strong arm, that I should not walk in the face of this people, saying, Say ye not, a conspiracy, for all that this people speaketh is a conspiracy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be a sanctification to you, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to the two houses of Israel, for a snare and a ruin to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And very many of them shall stumble and fall, and shall be broken in pieces, and shall be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait for the Lord, who hath hid his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and my children, whom the Lord hath given me for a sign, and for a wonder in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they shall say to you, Seek of pythons, and of diviners, who mutter in their enchantments, should not the people seek of their God for the living of the dead? To the law rather, and to the testimony. And if they speak not according to this word, they shall not have the morning light. And they shall pass by it, they shall fall and be hungry. When they shall be hungry, they will be angry, and curse their king and their God, and look upwards. And they shall look to the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, weakness and distress, and a mist following them, and they cannot fly away from their distress. Chapter 9. What joy shall come after afflictions by the birth and kingdom of Christ? which shall flourish forever, judgments upon Israel for their sins. At the first time, the land of Zabulon and the land of Naphtali was lightly touched, and at the last, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan of the Galilee of the Gentiles was heavily loaded. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. To them that dwelt in the region of the shadow of death, light is risen. Thou hast multiplied the nation, and hast not increased the joy. They shall rejoice before thee, as they that rejoice in the harvest, as conquerors rejoice after taking a prey, when they divide the spoils. For the yoke of their burden, and the rod of their shoulder, and the scepter of their oppressor, thou hast overcome, as in the day of Midian. For every violent taking of spoils with tumult and garment mingled with blood shall be burnt, and be fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God the Mighty, the Father of the world to come, the Prince of Peace. His empire shall be multiplied, and there shall be no end of peace. He shall sit upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to establish it and strengthen it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. And all the people of Ephraim shall know, and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and haughtiness of their heart, The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with square stones. They have cut down the sycamores, but we will change them for cedars. And the Lord shall set up the enemies of Resen over him, and shall bring on his enemies in a crowd, the Syrians from the east, and the Philistines from the west, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his indignation is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still, and the people are not returned to him who hath struck them, and have not sought after the Lord of hosts. And the Lord shall destroy out of Israel the head and the tail, him that bendeth down and him that holdeth back in one day. The aged and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. And they that call this people blessed shall cause them to err, and they that are called blessed shall be thrown down headlong. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall he have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is a hypocrite and wicked, and every mouth hath spoken folly. For all this his indignation is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness is kindled as a fire. It shall devour the briar and the thorn, and shall kindle in the thicket of the forest, and it shall be wrapped up in smoke ascending on high. By the wrath of the Lord of hosts the land is troubled, and the people shall be as fuel for the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall turn to the right hand, and shall be hungry, and shall eat on the left hand, and shall not be filled. Every one shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh's Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh's, and they together shall be against Judah. After all these things his indignation is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. End of side one.